So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince. Starting.
Hi everyone. How's it going? Everyone.
No. Me too.
Yeah. We have a special guest today, Vince Agard. How are you doing, Vince Agard? Me too.
Hi. What?
Timing.
That's how our guests usually act.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
Hello.
What? Okay, never mind.
Yeah, anyway. I need a new belt.
You need a new belt.
Yeah. I've had this belt for like way too long and it's like all fucked up and now it's about to break.
What's wrong with it besides that it's about to break?
Well, like, okay, so the hole, I always put it in the same hole, right?
Right, yeah. Obviously.
And,
Which hall? Third? Fourth?
Second.
Second.
Better. Wait, are we talking about from the end or from the middle?
From the end.
Yeah, second.
Right.
But anyway, it's like so stretched out that it's more like 1.5 now.
No.
And look at this.
Oh, that's ridiculous, dude.
Yeah. So, and look, this thing is like broken here, so... yeah. I don't know.
Wait, how are your pants staying up right now?
What do you mean?
I mean, you took off your belt to show me it.
Did I?
Yeah, don't you remember?
Did I?
I don't know. Maybe it's just friction.
Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to sell me, I'm not, no, if anyone wants to send me a belt for free, I live at 530 Beacon Street.
Massachusetts, Rhode Island.
Right.
What size belt are you?
I mean, is there a size of belts? I thought there's just waist sizes.
Okay, what size of waist are you?
I don't know, like 30 or 31?
Yeah, sounds about right. But doesn't your belt, well, I don't know. What size head are you?
7 5/8.
7 5/8 what?
That's what size.
Oh, okay.
Do you know anything about head sizes?
I know that they have sizes.
I mean, I guess it might be more like 7.5, but
yeah.
I just wear 7 5/8.
Okay. This is for your Quail Man costume, right?
What?
You know, Quail Man.
Is that a Doug reference?
Yeah, it's a Doug reference.
Doug sucks.
Really? I liked it, I think.
No, it sucked.
I don't know. I think you're wrong. It had that blue guy.
Yeah, it sucked.
And that green guy.
It was on ABC. Who the hell watched this cartoons on ABC?
Was it on ABC?
It was on ABC.
Okay, well, I don't know. I used to watch it.
I know, everyone used to watch it, but they were all wrong. It sucks.
Well, did you used to watch it?
No, because it sucked.
Well, that's probably your problem right there.
I mean, I saw it.
Yeah, you saw it like last year or something, right?
No, I saw it when I was little, and I decided it sucked, and I stopped watching it.
So you haven't verified your opinion in like 10 years?
No.
That's, you know.
My opinions are time invariant.
What?
My opinions are always right.
Who's always right?
Me. I'm always right.
You've never been right. Name one time that you've been right.
Okay. Well, I said that SpongeBob was funny.
Yeah, SpongeBob is funny.
Yeah, I was right. and I verified it, because I was watching it the other day in south of the... What is it called? On the border. I always get those confused.
Well, it's easy to remember, because one of them is on the border and one of them is south of the border.
Right. Well, south of the border is actually south of the border. On the border usually is not on any border.
It's on the border of the street and the restaurant.
No. It's wholly contained in the restaurant.
Well, the door is.
No. The door is in the restaurant, and it leads to the parking lot.
No. The door is not in the restaurant. Imagine.
Yeah, there's like an overhang.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But here's what I'm saying.
It's like inset a little bit. Set in, set back set, whatever. I think I was right the first time.
Set, game set, match.
Match point.
Match point. Yeah, why don't you go watch it at the beach? Anyway, is there seating outside?
I don't recall. I mean, I think it's a chain. Wait, no, it wasn't even at On the Border when I was watching it. It was at Moe's Southwestern Grill. Southwest Grill? Something like that.
Well, you can remember that because one of them is Southwest and one of them is Southwestern.
Well, I don't remember which one it was.
Well, was it Southwest or was it Southwest-ish?
I mean, it was southeast of here.
Well, that's totally fine then. Are you, like, grinding pepper over there?
I don't know, am I?
No, I'm looking at you, and you're not.
Good.
Good. My dog can tell 1,000 again.
I don't even have a working pepper grinder.
Do you have a broken pepper grinder?
Yeah.
What do you use it for?
Nothing, it just sits there looking phallic.
Have you used a pepper grinder as like a, what's it called, a pestle, or how do you pronounce that? Pestle?
How do you use it as a pestle? Pestle.
I mean, how do you use pesto? It's not,
no, wait, how do you think that word is spelled?
With a T.
Right, wait, how do you pronounce it?
I don't know, I thought someone told me it was, the T was silent.
Okay, but how do you spell it?
T-P-N-L.
No, seriously. How do you think it's spelled?
How do I think it's spelled, or how is it spelled?
Tell me how you think it's spelled.
Okay. P-E-S-T-L-E.
No, it's P-E-S-T-O-L.
Really?
Yeah, that's how you know the T is not silent. No, I wait. Think... Now I don't know. Now I don't
think
know.
I think you spell it wrong.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I think it's spelled L-E. I mean, how do you spell... No, don't look it up.
All right. Someone call in and tell us how it's spelled.
Yeah. How do you spell mortar?
M-O-R-T-R-E.
Only if you're in Britain.
Wait, which one is the mortar? That's the bowl, right?
Right, I think.
Okay. So how do you use a pepper grinder as a pestle?
Well, how do you use anything as a pestle?
But there's no, like, round end of it.
So...
So how would you do it?
Well, maybe it's more of like a smasher.
Yeah, but if you smash it, you're gonna break it.
Well, you don't smash it. I mean, that's a relative term.
No, I don't understand.
It refers to the motion, not to the strength.
You're still gonna break it.
No, you're not gonna break it. It's not made of glass.
Well, some of them are.
Really? You have a glass pepper grinder?
In my house.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work?
The same way as a regular one, it's just made out of glass.
But it's grinding.
You can see the little pepper inside. I mean, obviously the whole thing is not made out of glass.
Well, that's, okay. You know, be more specific.
What else is it? You use the, like, the shit end of it, where the shit comes out to grind it.
It's the pepper end.
So you use the blade to, like, grind with.
That's how grinding works, yeah.
I mean, for when you're using it as a pestle.
No.
I mean, fuck, how do you say... No, I'm confused.
Poor Mort.
Yeah. No. So wait, that's what you do?
Well, first of all, I don't do anything. Especially
what do you
not.
Do? What
especially
is your
not
doesn't?
Pest.
Oh my god, that's not. That's definitely wrong.
Mort.
Okay, but how does it?
How do you? You know, you just. It, it's like okay. Imagine if instead of a pepper grinder, it was just a tube.
Okay.
Yeah, how would you use a tube?
I,
you just kind of smash it around in there.
No. So you use, like, the corner of it?
No, I don't understand how you don't think that you could crush something with just, like, the end of a tube.
So you're saying the end of the tube is flat?
Well, it's flat-ish.
But aren't tubes usually hollow? Hold on, let's go to break.
A pepper grinder is hollow. Mostly. Right?
Hello, everybody! Look at yourself! Now back to me! Now back at yourself! Now back to me! Sadly, you are not a monster. But if you listen to Grover, you will know all about the word on, just as this monster does! Look down! Back up! Yeah, where am I? Ah! Oh, I am on a boat! What is in your hand? Back at me! I have it! It is a clam with two tickets to that thing you love! On my nose! Yeah! Anything is possible when you smell like a monster and know the word on. I am on a horse. Moo. Cow.
We didn't settle on anything.
No, because listen, it's not. If it's hollow, then there is no end.
There
there's
is
only
an end.
Sides.
It's not two-dimensional. Okay.
What?
It's like the tube part has some thickness.
So you're just using the little corner edge of the tube.
I don't know if I'd call it a corner.
That sounds really inefficient.
Well, don't do it. But I'm saying, have you done it?
No, I have a mortar and pestle like a normal person.
Are you sure it's not broken?
How could that be broken?
It seems pretty fragile.
It, what? It's made out of freaking stone.
Oh, I thought it was like some stone glass hybrid.
No.
Well, we have a mortar and pestle too at home, made out of stone. It's pretty cool. How often do you use that, though?
I don't think I've ever used it.
Yeah, I think I've used it, like, once.
What do you need to even grind up?
Right, that's the thing. It's like, hardly... It never happens that you would need
to do
that.
I mean, you could basically do that kind of thing with slap chop anyway.
True. And you have a much more interesting life.
Right.
Yeah.
Skin comes right off.
Well, you're not grinding up like onions or whatever.
I mean, that's not maybe, maybe you're not.
Well, yeah, I'm not. That's stupid.
Have you seen the show Detroit 187?
No.
It's pretty good.
What does the 187 refer to?
Murder.
What? No. That's referred to as murder.
Homicide.
Homicide, life on the street.
No, 187. Detroit 187.
Detroit on the street.
No,
Your life.
It's like, because...
187 murders for Douglas McDowd or whatever.
No, fucking... That's like the police code for murder.
You think there's a police code for murder? You think
yes.
It's easier to say 187 than murder?
It's easier to say any number, because...
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. So,
okay, what's easier to say? 187, like, you know, what would you rather say? You know, cook me up some 6,566 or some breakfast.
Okay, you can just say 6,566, first of all.
Still harder to say than breakfast.
But what I'm saying is, if I'm talking to you, like, over the radio, numbers are always easier to understand.
I don't know, man. Some of these numbers sound kind of similar.
It's like, you know, if I'm talking and I'm like... You know,
was that a?
You know, we got a 187 here or whatever.
We have a murder here. I don't think
that,
anyone.
That just sounds like you know. That just sounds like our river is a murderer here.
No, it sounds like what I said because I don't think police radios are that shitty.
They're pretty shitty.
I don't know.
It's
have you
to...
ever been on police radio?
Have you ever even talked to somebody on the phone? It's hard enough to understand what they're saying.
It's hard enough. I don't know.
Although I don't know if you noticed this, but people are pretty intelligible on this Google calling, Gmail calling thing.
I haven't used that.
I used it once when I left my phone in my girlfriend's apartment, and
okay.
Then I called it with the computer.
Yeah.
She
and it
like,
rang.
She was like, "Oh, I can understand you now."
You guys should talk on the phone all the time.
No, I mean, because I was on the computer instead of a telephone.
In real life, right, yeah.
No, shut up.
Wait, I was going to say something. So wait, what's, like, 1 through 186? Like, what's 95? What's that the code for?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's impossible to remember.
Someone call it? If first of all, numbers are always easy to remember. Second of all...
There's so many of them.
Second of all, there's all kinds of code for stuff like... You know, like 20 means location.
What does that mean, location? We have a location?
Yeah, like...
Guys,
like,
I have a location to report.
No.
This
it's like...
Exists.
It's like, you know, does anyone have a 20 on the suspect?
They don't have a 20 on the suspect. See, that's inconsistent. Because, you know, these numbers, you know, apply in different situations now. You know, you don't say I have a 187 on the suspect. I mean, unless... You killed your suspect.
No. No, because listen.
Well, I heard that come now. Let's ask him.
That's an ambulance.
You don't think they know the codes?
No, they probably have their own...
Ambulances have to deal with murders all the time.
No, ambulances probably have their own codes.
What? Come on.
They don't talk to the cops.
They don't?
They only talk to each other.
The cops. The other cops.
No. What? No.
Who do you think drives ambulances?
Ambulance drivers. EMTs.
Yeah. EMTs, who are also known as cops.
No.
You don't think a cop is trained to drive an ambulance?
No.
So why are they always showing up at the same times?
Oh, my God. They don't show up at the same times.
They're always there at the same time.
Because, like, you know, whatever.
So if I got like a 187 on my SAT, Would they like show up and like eat the shit out of me?
You can't get a 187 on your SAT.
Really? Tell that to ETS.
And first of all, I thought the College Board does the SAT.
Whatever. They're the same thing, I think.
You take the GRE?
No, I don't. I'm not taking the GRE.
Oh my god, you're such a punk.
Did you take it?
Yeah.
I don't care. Or how was it?
It was pretty good, but I'm retarded. Yeah, right. I got a question wrong on math.
Wait, do you have to take subject tests too?
I don't.
Okay.
But anyway.
Anyway.
I was just talking to this girl who's an ambulance driver the other day.
Yeah, that girl, your friend, the policewoman.
No, she's an EMT.
Yeah, stands for Emergency Medical Cop Technician.
Do you know why they're called cops?
It's short for copper.
Okay, but why?
Because they're made out of copper.
No, their badges are made out of copper.
No, because they accept payment in copper.
Oh my god.
Because you slip them... It's crackers to slip a razor that drops the inside.
It's drapery for you.
Hey, anyone listening, if you got that reference... I don't know. You suck.
Hey, anyone listening... Anyone who's a cop that's listening...
Yeah, call
in.
You
used to be a cop, you know something about the police codes... We got things to ask you.
Yeah, and how do you know... Is this standard? Is like a federal thing? This whole number system?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I want to know. This is why I want a real radio show. Because if we haven't... You know, if we had listeners, people would just, you know... Find me someone who's a cop. Alright.
Yeah, right. And then our team of, you know, people finders would go out there and... I don't know how it works.
Yeah. I mean, people just call in and then...
Right, okay. So we don't need a team.
No, we just need one person to... Field the... answer the phones.
Yeah, screen the calls.
Right.
Hey, I'm a... This is what you get for being a loyal listener. Did you know that guy still listens to our show?
Oh, awesome.
I know, right? What's up, that guy?
Yeah. Let's have him on.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how to... I'll email him.
Oh my god. You don't have his phone number?
Oh, I don't think I... No, I don't.
Oh my god. I just realized this new Gmail calling thing makes it like... a gazillion times easier to have people on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Because people have Gmail more than they have Skype?
No, because you can just call people's phones.
Oh. Because you have to pay for that with Skype.
Right.
Okay.
I think. I don't know.
Well, it says call any phone. It's free the first time.
First one's free.
Yeah, so let's just only call people one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's usually what happens to me anyway. Anyway.
Zingo.
Zingo?
Zingo.
Zebra.
Zebra. I almost started drinking during this show.
Yeah.
True story.
Then what happened?
I was too lazy to go over to the fridge.
Okay.
I like that there's a fridge in the studio, by the way.
Yeah.
Kudos to Eric Heisman.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, well, I've enjoyed our excellent show today.
I've enjoyed our show regardless of the quality.
I hope you have too, listeners.